When the South by Southwest Music Festival kicks off today in Austin, music fans will have 1,700 bands to choose from. And for many of those bands, it's their chance for a career breakthrough. One group waited 35 years for recognition. NPR's Stephen Thompson has this story of a band from Detroit called Death.
In the 1970s, the music of Detroit could be split into two powerful scenes, the black soul, funk, and R&B of Motown, and the white rock and roll of the Stooges, MC5, Bob Seger, and Alice Cooper. Somewhere in the middle was Death.
One, two, three, no!
We didn't fit in at all. The rock bands that we identified with, I mean, we didn't hang out with those guys. I mean, we were in the inner city on the east side.
Bobby Hackney sang and played bass in the band, which also featured his brothers. Dennis played drums, David played guitar, and wrote the song.
The number one biggest game, with the kingdom of fame, like a race at the top, because they want to be boss. They don't care who they step on, as long as they get along. Politicians in my eyes.
Most of the bands were doing stuff like Al Green, Earth, Wind, and Fire, the Isley Brothers. And, you know, I mean, being in the black community and having a rock band, people just looked at us like we was weird. You know, after we got done with a song, instead of, like, cheering and clapping, people would just be looking at us.
Always trying to be slick when they tell us that I'm very responsible for sending young men tonight. We have waited so long for someone to come along and correct our country wrong. But the wait's been too long.
David Hackney's idea for a band name didn't help.
Our name of the band was Rockfire Funk Express, and David convinced us to change the name of the band to Death. His concept was spinning death from the negative to the positive. It was a hard sell.
Record producers expressed an interest in death, but demanded a name change. David Hackney refused. Disco was taking over, and Death broke up in 1977. But before it did, it recorded an album. Bobby Hackney Jr. heard two of the songs online.
And I was just floored. I was blown away. I just couldn't believe that it came out of our bloodline. I immediately called my father and I was like, Dad, why didn't you tell us about Death? Why didn't you ever show us these recordings? They're amazing.
Bobby Hackney Jr., two of his brothers, and two of their friends formed a band called Rough Francis to play Death's songs. The legend grew of an uncompromising black rock band that predated punk. And last year, the independent label Drag City released the 1975 album called For the World to See. For Bobby Hackney Sr., the belated recognition is bittersweet.
David never wavered on the fact that the world one day would know about Death. He always believed it right to the very end. As a matter of fact, right before he died in 2000, he came to me with some additional tapes. And he said, listen, you got to keep these. And I told him, I said, David, I already have enough of our stuff, man. And he said, no, Bob, you got to do this. He says, listen, he says, the world's going to come looking for this music. And he says, I know that you will have it. You know, I mean, this was maybe a year before he died.
This weekend, with a friend named Bobby Duncan filling in on guitar, Death will reassemble to play its old songs at South by Southwest. A tour will follow, but beyond that, who knows?
We have a saying, my brother and I, we're just riding. We're like passengers on a train, man. We're just going to ride it to the station. There's a conductor at the helm, and it's not us. And we don't know how long the journey will be, but one thing we will do, and we're committed to doing, and that is to honor our brother David every step of the way.
For NPR News, I'm Stephen Thompson.
And you can hear songs by Death and also listen to live concerts from South by Southwest tonight and tomorrow at nprmusic.org.